Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. I am making my way towards my destination this Sunday, Orlando, Florida, where we're number one, going from like number four or number five in every major demographic in the last 6 months on 810, The Big Talker, since they've had my show on there just for a year or so. First was on the weekend, then they picked it up for less than a year, weekdays, live. We're on there right now, and now number one in every major demographic, smashing Rush Limbaugh. We've seen that happen in other cities, even with smaller stations than a big blowtorch like 810, where Goliath cannot stand against the truth. Again, the fact is, freedom is popular. The truth is popular. Jeffrey R. Smith, a real expert, investigative journalist, and filmmaker, will be joining us in the last hour and a half today to talk about GMO and toxic fluoride, the history of Monsanto, aspartame, all of it. There's been a lot of big new developments. They're coming out with hundreds of new crops, not just the 30 or so that were force-fed and that governments are moving to pass laws where you're not allowed to even label it. Not that you have to label or not that you don't have to label, but that you're not allowed to tell someone. So we're going to be talking to him about that eugenics operation coming up in the second half of the transmission today. Obviously, there is a large flotilla of incredibly important news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we're going to be covering today. And I'm going to give the number out during the third segment at 24 after, but I'm not going to open the phones yet. And I'm going to specifically tell callers that I do want you to call in on one subject. We do this about once a week. No one follows the rule. And I sit there and politely let folks talk about whatever they want. That's not going to happen today, just because things are getting a little too serious here. We need to sometimes actually need to focus on some issues and actually hear from people that want to discuss the points that I'm raising. We do have free-for-alls most days. But we're going to be talking about something that I saw in the news a month ago in mainstream papers, something that Justin Raimondo of Anti-War wrote a very good article about 3 weeks ago that I had highlighted and meant to cover on air but never got to. I mean, I mentioned some of it, but didn't really read into the meat of it, titled Ron Paul Won't Sell Out, But Others Will. And I read the article, and I intended to read it, but I think I kind of subconsciously held back on reading it because even though I think Raimondo is right in what he says in his article, and by the way, I want to get him on the show, guys, concerning that. I thought about doing it at the time, and I was on razor's edge, because it borders on infighting, but it's not. And I was at least going to mention the article and say, what do you think of this? And then I never got around to it, basically. And I think that was subconsciously my instinct is to not engage in a bunch of infighting or second-guessing of people that have bona fide, clear, decisive records of being no compromise and being absolutely committed to liberty and who I trust and who I've measured and looked into the soul of, as Putin said about George W. Bush in a joking way. I looked into his eyes and saw his soul and knew he was a good man. That was a sick Russian joke, of course. You can look at Putin, too, and tell he's a killer and a thug. I wouldn't say the type of pervert that George W. Bush is, but the point is that guy that, you know, gets off on torture and makes jokes about it and stuff and sends military to prison who follow the orders to torture as scapegoats, but then later writes a book admitting he ordered torture and says he'd do it again. Side issue. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we come back. It deals with Ron Paul and Mitt Romney and a VP run. That's right, on the ticket. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it's already Thursday, the third day of February 2012, and we're going to have an absolutely vital and jam-packed transmission lined up for you here today. Of course, the websites leading the pack of the exploding alternative media that is overthrowing the corporatist New World Order prostitute media are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.com alone is the number one alternative news website in the world, and PrisonPlanet.com is a distant second. Of course, I don't call the Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com, an alternative site. It's kind of its own one-off Himalayan mountain range of media power. It's bigger than the New York Times and Twitter and Facebook and, you know, things like that combined with news drivers. So that's a totally different animal. But when it comes to all other media, we are number one. When it comes to somebody who's doing a radio show, doing a TV show, who has a news system, InfoWars.com is it. And I raise that at least once a week at the start of the show more and more because we've had that position for a couple of years. You can go to Google Analytics. You can go to StatBrain. You can go to dozens of big systems. You can go to Alexa.com. On an average day, we have about 30 times the visitors of somebody like MSNBC.com. I mean, they're literally the mouse that roared, or a mouse is too big. The mouse, the tiny baby mouse that squeaked. But because they've got teleprompters and fancy sets, the small group of people that actually watch it, and most of their shows have 100,000 viewers, their biggest, 500, 600, 800,000 some days. I mean, it is a giant illusion. And I point that out because it just runs from that point on. The mainstream media is an empty, rotten husk. Everywhere where the media is uncontrolled or long form and open and unscripted, that's where you have the large audiences. And of course, look at talk radio. It is the only old media that is still extremely popular. Radio shows here in the United States, there are more than 100 radio programs that are rated to have over a million listeners a day in this country. Think about that. There's only two cable network news systems that have a million people on average watching any hour. In fact, CNN doesn't even have that, so I guess it's only Fox. They are legends in your mind and in my mind. One of the last dominoes to fall is that we, the alternative press, are in awe even when we get on the dinosaur media. And wow, I happen to see you on Fox or CNN. Ooh, congratulations. That's one of the last dominoes to fall, is that we don't realize how powerful we are. I would have said legends in their own mind. And some of the anchors are legends in their own minds. The system knows that they have a dwindling, tiny audience. 25 years ago, network broadcast news, on average, had 30 million viewers during a program, during the dinner time hour, 5 or 6 o'clock. Nightline would have 15 million viewers at 10:30 or 11 at night, came on at different times. I certainly know when I was up late, when I was a kid, my parents would watch it if they were up. That hasn't been the case, obviously, with cable news, more choice, and then that's now all in an exodus to the internet. And so the system knows what they're doing. The system is desperate to continue to add more teleprompters, more flash, more regalia, more flashing flash bulbs to create the perception that there is a separation between them and anybody else. More and more, the internet has created a fairer playing field. They still have the big money, they have the big names, the big guests, but more and more, it's a more and more of a level playing field. It's still somewhat slanted, and they're losing because people won't trust them. They've been caught lying so many times. And it's because of that that you have the perfect storm of old dinosaur trader media, sewer stream media, Decepticon media, coming out and working with government and trying to massage the public and sell the public on the end of demonstrations, the end of rallies, the end of protest, the end of free speech, the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of states' rights, the end of internet freedom, supporting internet taxes, supporting regulations, supporting copyright and trademark laws where you have no due process and a company just says something is theirs and they take it, and they're filing cases every day saying you can't have the word sky in your name. You can't have sky in an article you write. You can't have sky in the word Skype. News Corp suing them, of course, for a year over that. You can't have the last name McDonald. You can't use the word dummy. They're trying to attack the language itself just to muddy everything and kill what was the free and open internet in their desperate bid. And we're seeing the last gasp of the corporate whore media. 4 years ago, they were able to suppress Ron Paul and keep him from becoming a front runner. This time, he's become the front runner. All the major polls, numbers, election fraud show that. And I've gone over that in detail. But now that illusion is threadbare. Now that's worn out. Like so many gator backs, as they call them, the old 18-wheeler tires blown out on the side of the road. The system is running on bald tires. the system is blowing out more and more of its tires. It's not going to make it. So something's going to change. They're going to launch false flag attacks. They're going to start a whole bunch of big wars, not just proxy wars and covert wars. And they're going to go after domestic groups, and they're going to start shutting the web down as we know it. They're going to launch cyber attacks against the web system, blaming on foreign enemies, domestic groups. They're going to operate through so-called anonymous, which has some good people, some bad people involved in it because it is anonymous. Anybody can use that cloak. And then blame all hacktivism, all hackers that are engaged in free speech activities for their actions. This is a classic elite in major crisis, and they're going to do everything they can to shut down the opposition. But on this freer and freer playing field that we stand on collectively here, it is coming down to your brains. It's coming down to your eloquence. It's coming down to your analysis. It's coming down to reality. The internet has allowed a giant spectrum of everything from corporatist propaganda to schizoid paranoia to hilarity and comedy, straight through to the mundane, to incredible educational developments and a love of learning and a new renaissance being discovered, right through to exploding true journalism, analysis, cutting satire. It is a cornucopia, a full spectrum for people to sample and research and develop their own palate, their own taste, their own repertoire of understanding. And the system knows that. And so they are moving to shut it down. And Ron Paul, the fact that they haven't been able to suppress him, and the fact that he really is, in almost every state, the front runner. Remember, they said he couldn't win, and then when he would get in second place, they wouldn't mention in different primaries that he even got second place. Just like they wouldn't mention when he got first place in the straw poll. They've mentioned second, third, and fourth place, or they give him the least amount of time. You saw that that fix was in. And despite that, he won Maine. He won Iowa. He won Nevada. And it's come out. It's in those local papers now. It's not a new story to those of us that listen to this show or those of you that were delegates or those of you that were there witnessing it, who reported it all state by state to us as it happened. And were our listeners proven accurate after each of those primaries? Yeah, weeks later, in the case of Iowa, months later, they cancel the election and say, we're just throwing the whole thing out. It was all a fraud. We say Santorum's the winner. We're not going to say that means he gets the delegates. Just don't worry about it. Same thing in Maine. Yeah, we didn't count all the big counties where Ron Paul had double-digit leads. Yeah, the head of their party even says it's a fraud, but we're not going to tell you when you ever get to cast those ballots. Mitt Romney keeps it. Okay? This is the way it is. Same thing in South Carolina. Same thing in Nevada. And this is just revealing. They're using the old game that they had before of just cheating everybody out in the open back when they had media dominance or air superiority basically over us. And now they're doing their old tricks in front of everyone, just burning down their own house. Okay, you just stole it again. But this time people are watching. You know, before maybe 5% were aware and called conspiracy theorists for not trusting known liars. 4 years ago, maybe 35%. Now to basic fraud and election fraud. I saw a Gallup poll a year ago, like 85%. I've seen some polls as high as 91% don't trust the election process. Now they've even got mainstream TV saying it looks suspicious. Even the New York Times, to stay credible, is saying it looks like Ron Paul won Maine. So see, it isn't working anymore. In the past, they could steal things because, oh, that doesn't happen in America. We have free and fair elections. And that's what allowed the corruption to grow. Now people are going, okay, I'm looking for the fraud. Oh, I guess it's there. Looks like fraud in Iowa. Oh, it's confirmed now? Oh, Maine fraud confirmed? South Carolina fraud confirmed. This is what's going on. And it's a sad prospect, but it's better than just sitting here and buying the lies and not having somebody run for office, because then you don't put somebody in there to prove that it's a fraud. It'd be kind of like if they had 10 horses in a horse race and only one of them wasn't bought and paid for. And on the off chance that, you know, that jockey's not paid off and the horse is a good horse and starts, you know, running and winning. I mean, when he wins by, you know, 5 horse lengths, do they say, well, you know, the jockey did something wrong or lied on his weight, so now you don't win? Well, the first time you're like, yeah, maybe that is true. But if it happens 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 100 times, you know what's going on. Now, when I come back, I'm getting into our big top story. Has Ron Paul formed a political alliance with Mitt Romney? It's big news in the Washington Post as well. Is he going to run as VP with Mitt Romney? Unfortunately, people in his campaign are talking about this.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Special report by Paul Joseph Watson on the front page of Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to get that red link that's so important. Has Ron Paul formed a political alliance with Mitt Romney? And, of course, it follows the Washington Post, MSNBC, hundreds of publications and outfits today. are running with the headlines, will Ron Paul be the VP running mate of Mitt Romney? And the Romney people wouldn't answer the question, but said that Ron Paul is an iconoclast and a guy that stands for what he believes in. So I have been following this and hearing about this for over a month because people in the Paul campaign have been talking to people about it. Not Ron Paul himself, but Jesse Benton, who we've interviewed many times, as you know, and others. Now, I've gotten a chance to meet and interview Rand Paul. I've interviewed him, I don't know, five or six times or more, I guess, on radio. I guess more than that, probably 15 times. And I think about it. I used to interview him years ago, probably one of the first interviews ever, because I actually went out and looked for his family and people that were politically active locally. Like I've interviewed Wayne Paul, his brother, and I've interviewed Rand, now that I think about it, probably a decade ago. Wow. But I've interviewed him five or six times. Well, a few times to get him to run. He's like, gee, I don't know. And, you know, I was calling him up at his house to get him on. And, yeah, you need to do it. Form the exploratory committee. Oh, gee, Alex, I'd never get elected senator. And then, of course, they tried to block him from even being able to get on the ballot. And then the Republican establishment tried to keep him from being able to be at fundraisers, even speak to Republican groups. But all that failed. And we backed him. Our audience backed him. And just like Ron Paul said 4 years ago on this show, half the initial money he got to run in 2008 was from this audience in 2007. And it's still a large core of it. You see Ron Paul all over the country. And people are there in InfoWars.com shirts and have them, you know, signing their InfoWars.com bumper stickers. Or you see AP photos of Ron Paul's shirt, and then he's got a InfoWars wristband. I mean, you know that. You're his supporters, and I support Ron Paul. I've been interviewing him for now almost 17 years. I've been on air. It'll be 17 years next month. 17 years next month on air. So I've been interviewing Ron Paul about 16 and a half years. I've been on radio just a few months when I first interviewed him because his district used to come right up to South Austin. They've rewritten it a few times. But the reason I'm giving you some background before I even get into what I'm going to say here is because I'm really just thinking aloud. I know Ron Paul is a person of impeccable integrity. His voting record is perfect constitutional voting record. He never compromises on what he believes in, and he never waffles or wavers. And even if you don't believe in all of his ideas, I believe about 99% of them, because they're sound and make sense and they're just common sense and constitutional. That's how we have the same views on pretty much any issue without even seeing what each other think. Same thing with Lou Rockwell, same thing with Rand, because it's just the Constitution, Bill of Rights. If you know that, you know what America is, you know what made us great, and it's, you're following the same roadmap. You know, how does somebody drive from Austin, Texas to Pensacola, Florida, where I am right now, or outside Pensacola? How do you do that? Well, you got a roadmap. Well, how does somebody else get there? Well, a roadmap. Same thing. So I know they're a family of integrity, and they're good people, and they're very shrewd in kind of a down-home way, and they're servant types, and they're hard-working, dedicated types. They're salt-of-the-earth Americana. That said, I've seen Ron Paul when he's on Jay Leno or on these shows and around a movie star or something, and he's not starstruck for his ego, but he does get starstruck by things. I've watched Ron Paul carefully. And on issues, he's 100%. But I think on relationships and over time, being kind of friendly to the Republican establishment just because he's in that party and it's more of almost like Ron Paul, people that work for him and are around him. It's almost like it's a form of hospitality that, well, you just tolerate what people around you are doing even though you don't agree with it. I know I do that with my employees and my crew. I don't sit there and hammer into them what I believe and what I think in some corporate handbook of our ideas. And I never try to dominate people. And so sometimes it starts turning around the other way, where because I'm not always trying to put my will on people, then sometimes it's the opposite. That's kind of why in a corporate environment, their reason to dominate you and do all that is so you understand that. And again, I'm getting into the complexities of these. We have a long 18-minute break coming up, and then after I cover this, I'll give the number out and get your take and your view on it. In fact, I'll give the number out now and come back and really tell you what I think. And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to tell you what I really think, the different angles of it, concerning all this hype with Ron Paul, the talk of him running as a VP with Mitt Romney, and some of the folks on his campaign that are excited about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. We are back live, and we're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 Mountain. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And then many of our affiliates rebroadcast the show at different times. XM also carries the show live on channel 166. And we also go out on Global Shortwave WWCR and number one on the internet streams at Infowars.com that the establishment Well, I don't say I can get InfoWars.com stories. I said Google News. They write articles. Oh, man, the doctors do. Saying, Jones says you can't search his articles on Google. Look at this liar. Even though every time I say Google News, news feed, we were delisted 2 years ago.
Now we're being dropped in the rankings. Same thing on YouTube. They're admittingly doing it. Google admits they've had the government come out and send them requests to take down stuff, quote, critical of government. There's more news today on it. I told you Google had back doors to break your anti-spying software.
Now Microsoft and Apple have exposed it, and Google's been caught. Of course, Microsoft does it themselves. They're just in competition with the NSA. Google is the NSA. Side issue, I'm digressing. Let me get into Ron Paul and just give you the short and skinny of it, okay? A month ago, I saw a quote by Jesse Benton in the news. And in that quote, in that article, he was talking about the fact that everyone should be considering Ron Paul as a VP because he's the smartest guy in the room. And that's an article, again, at InfoWars.com. Of course, they had a movie called Smartest Guy in the Room, or Smartest Guys in the Room. It was about Enron. But, I mean, Ron Paul is one of the smartest guys in the room. And I saw his quote in several newspapers, and I didn't really say anything about it because I wanted to let this ride out a little bit and see what was happening. This is his campaign chairman. This is the head of his campaign. Ron Paul campaign chairman Jesse Benton has also promoted Rand Paul as a suitable VP. Any Republican, this is a quote, should be looking at Rand Paul as a potential running mate. You're talking about Rand Paul, the senator, because he's the smartest guy in the room. And he has tremendous credibility with conservatives. Any Republican should have Rand Paul on a short list. And, of course, I go back and forth between Rand Paul and Ron Paul because the Washington Post, our article, all of them have the different quotes about Rand Paul, Ron Paul. It's all up there being discussed. And the Washington Post today is saying, you know, the word is that it is being discussed to have, I'm good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm good. Let me just try to start over here for just a minute. Takes some getting used to doing this on the road with your whole family and wherever you're at with you. Let me just start over, okay? And then I'm going to give the phone number up. I'll give you the phone number right now. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this subject of Ron Paul. Should he, if he doesn't win the nomination for all the GOP fraud, should he run if he was offered it in a VP slot to Mitt Romney? And I'm going to give you my view, my research view, my well-thought-out view on that in a moment from different angles. But the point is that Rand Paul has come out, and I've got his quotes in Watson's article, and said he would be honored to be considered in a VP slot. He said that when asked, and we have where he said it and links to it in our article. And I think Rand Paul is a credible guy of integrity who I respect and like, and who's done a good job as a senator and done what he said he would do. His father is above reproach, and I totally trust him. But as Justin Raimondo wrote at Annie War a month ago or 3 weeks ago, Ron Paul will not sell out, but others can. Others around him can. In fact, I forget that exact headline. Were you guys ever able to pull that up for me about 45 minutes ago when I was – I mean, I guess I could look it up here. Here, I'll just do that right now. I'll just do that right now because I want to be able to give folks the headline. Go to music, whatever you need to, because I need to be able to have this article before I continue.
Well, I walk back down. No, I
continuing here to break this down, the toll-free number to join us on this subject and this question is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on this one subject. I don't screen your calls. And then about once a week, I say I want to talk about this topic, and no one will ever, maybe one out of ten callers, will even address anything I'm talking about. So if I do go to you and it's not on the subject, I'm going to hang up on you. Because we need to be able to occasionally have a focused discussion on something. Now, continuing here, it was behind the headlines, Can Ron Paul Be Tamed? And my brain morphed that headline of, Ron Paul won't sell out, but his campaign could. And that's what Raimondo says. He says, no, but his campaign can. That's the article. Can Ron Paul be tamed? No, but his campaign can. And that was less than 3 weeks ago. That was about 3 weeks ago. That was February 3rd. That was February 3rd he asked that. And he's got all the quotes and the rest of it there in the article where they've got all these Republican insiders and people saying that they think Ron Paul maybe has to be VP or Rand Paul. And then we have a top analyst who's rarely been wrong on Fox News betting and saying he believes and saying he thinks Ron Paul will be on the ticket. There'll be a broker convention and that the Paulians will force him onto it. And that's what used to happen until the political insiders took over the system. Generally, whoever was the second most powerful candidate was forced on as VP. Because, yeah, whoever gets picked to be second to the president might as well be who had the second most votes. In the last 30 years ago, or in the last 30 years or so, that's basically been phased out. But thanks for pausing that for me, guys, here on air. We're live, but to play 30 seconds of news while we found that is a pause, so I can pause and find that specific article for you so that we can guarantee give you the right info. And again, my problem getting into this subject is I'm always so decisive on info because I've thought it out so well. But on something this complex, I can basically put myself inside the campaign. And I'm not judging them. I'm not saying they're bad. Because, A, we don't even know what the truth is completely. We don't know where all of this is going. We don't know what Ron Paul is thinking. I will assure you, next time I get him on the show, and because I know he's told me he wants to come on every month. But then I say, well, sometimes it's hard to get you on. He goes, well, tell him I want to come on. And sometimes I've got to call him up at home or something to say, hey, tell them to get you on because they're not returning my calls or emails. And I don't get butt hurt, as they say, over that. It doesn't seem that big of a deal. I've interviewed Ron Paul probably 100 times. It just, you also run into that. And I understand people on the campaign and the congressional staff's view. He can go on any show he wants, and they know they have this audience. Of course, it's growing all the time. And they know Ron Paul can say things that are dangerous on this show because I'll ask real questions. He's a real person. And so they want to try to control things. That's a side issue as well. It's just that, here's an example to describe to you of what's inside the Ron Paul campaign. I've had family go to the Capitol. And one group of family goes in and says, hi, we're cousins of Alex Jones and we're big fans of Ron Paul. And I've had them say, oh, wonderful. Yeah, we love him, too. And, boy, I like his show. Depends on who they end up talking to at the congressional office or different campaign headquarters. To people saying, we don't like Alex Jones. He's really bad. He makes Ron Paul look bad. And, of course, I've heard that for years. And that's happened to friends, family, others. You just basically it's like Russian roulette what response you get because he's got staffers. He's got internists. He's got whatever. You're just getting a pool of kind of Republican libertarian types. And some of them, that work in there verge off into just kind of mainstream patty cake world who are just kind of into the whole rock star thing of Ron Paul. And they think, hey, if he just said nuke Iran, he'd get elected. The neocons would be for him in a minute. But that's not what this is all about. Ron Paul is successful. Ron Paul is admired. Ron Paul is loved because he's real, because he doesn't compromise, because he's a good person, and because he stands for what he believes in. And even if you're more of a big government type, you know, those people, a lot of them still respect him because they know he is a man of integrity. And so is Rand. And so is most of his crew and his high-level people. The head of his congressional office is an amazing guy who we've interviewed over the years, by the way. We should probably try to get him on. I should probably just try to call him up. So, again, that's a side issue. The point is that there's all these low-level people and middlemen and gatekeepers that are there in the strata who behind the scenes are even like, yeah, we wish sometimes Ron would compromise, but that's what makes him great, almost in a condescending way. So Ron Paul is surrounded around by a bunch of people, the good, the bad, and the ugly, mainly the good, who are all giving him his 2 cents worth. And you've got Rand quoted in our article with links to where he said it, saying that he would be incredibly honored to be asked to be on any Republican VP ticket. When asked by reporters, Rand Paul said, a Tea Party favorite, that his response would be if Romney approached him about the offer of VP. He hardly poured cold water on the idea. I don't know if I can answer that question, but I can say it would be an honor to be considered, said Senator Paul. Just a classy, gentlemanly thing to say, but showing, yeah, I'm interested in that. And then you've got similar comments by Jesse Benton about Rand Paul in here. The new debate is there a secret alliance between the Ron Paul and Mitt Romney campaign? And Raimondo's article goes through a lot of evidence to that. And by alliance, this happens a lot where they'll team up and attack one person and attack each other later. So that this is why it's so complex. Is that just good strategy from Ron Paul to be shooting down Santorum and then Romney later? And that's what he's always done, is targeted. That doesn't mean he's for Mitt Romney. So people could be misinterpreting that. Raimondo could be misinterpreting that. His final summation is he doesn't think he is. Maybe he's right. He's a smart guy. It's up to you to make that decision. Then we get into the whole other debate. That's why this is so complex. Of is it good, instead of just losing and being cheated or whatever, to take a VP run from Mitt Romney and bring all those voters in, defeat Barack Obama, and now have Ron Paul with a bully pulpit to be able to at least inject some sanity? Well, three things come into play. I don't think Mitt Romney's going to do that, even though this is the evidence shows being discussed behind the scenes and being offered to Ron Paul if he plays ball and doesn't run third party. I think they'll betray Ron Paul. Let me just say, I think this is all a bad idea. My gut tells me that. But I know why the Paul campaign is looking at all options, and they clearly are. Does that mean Ron Paul is going to go with a bad idea? No. But it means some of the people below him who are younger and don't have his wisdom are certainly chomping at the bit at this, because they get to go on. They get to be in the vice president's office if you're Jesse Benton, if you're Rachel Mills, if you're these people. You get to be in the White House. So what are you going to advise Ron Paul on? And I know he's wise enough to still take counsel to bounce ideas around. But they think it's enough of a discussion. Not Mills, I use her as an example. Benton does, to have said things like this repeatedly about Rand Paul. And maybe that is a step up. Maybe Benton's right. I'm just stating all angles here, because I can tell you that's what's going on in their brains. This isn't, oh my gosh, Ron Paul's bad, some people are discussing him running as VP, when he hasn't done that. It's some of his people have. When asked over and over again, was it out of turn? Is it wrong? We don't know. We'll ask Ron Paul next time he's on with us. You better believe it. Now, and by the way, this keeps developing, and I don't get an answer. I'll just go to a rally or go to a campaign event. I'll just go there and, you know, with my microphone. It's pretty easy. Or I'll just send my fleets out of info warriors. So I've been watching this for a month, sitting back, reserving judgment, just because it was a quagmire that hadn't been officially entered yet. But now it's one of the big national stories. It's in hundreds of papers today. And so we're here debating it. We're discussing it. So I don't think Mitt Romney would actually have him. Then the question is, if he would that be a co-opting? Because as the economy implodes, we want to be as far away from this power structure so we don't get blamed for it. I mean, he wouldn't be able to really change much in there with Romney, because Romney's a globalist bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs money. So I think this is a double cross, and I think it's Romney people trying to play the Paul campaign. I don't think they're playing Benton. I think he's a good guy overall. I don't think they're playing Paul. I don't think they're playing Rand. I think Rand and all them are playing nice because they know in Washington, if you make it personal, then they'll come after you 10 times harder. It's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I have trust in Paul. I just know this is going to be used as a wedge now to try to take the sheen off Paul that he's this maverick who never compromises. That's like when a Bilderberg guy created a super PAC for Ron Paul. Obviously, you know, as a way to make him look bad as a big sick joke at one level. And at another level, they want a laissez-faire libertarian thing after they've collapsed stuff so they can then say, hey, we've stolen trillions, but now we're exempt. I mean, you could have... So, you know, Louis Farrakhan, you could have George Clooney, you could have good, bad, whatever, create a super PAC. I could create a super PAC. You could create a super PAC. Gary Franchi, 9/11 Truther did. Does that mean that's Ron Paul? No. So there's a lot of different tricks they're running here, a lot of different things. We'll discuss this more when we come back on your calls.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you full spectrum information. I know you're thinking a lot of similar things. You probably have your own points you're going to make, and we'll take 30 minutes of calls when we start the next hour on this subject at 800-259-9231. But I know that Ron Paul has come on this show over the years, even though the media has demonized him for it. Even though I know some of his crew have said, you know, don't do it, play it safe, because he isn't a compromiser. And he appreciates people that love liberty and people that have supported him for 16-plus years. The issue is, though, if they start going more mainstream, if his minions start trying to get him to go more mainstream, you have to understand, I don't think Ron Paul will do that. And again, I don't think at the end of the day, it is bad for Ron Paul to entertain, at least on the surface, parlays for him to be VP. I think that should be a debate, and I think it shows how prominent the liberty movement's become. And it shows that he really is the guy that's winning all these states. They're having to steal it from him. And they know that if he runs third party, that's the only way they would give him a VP, is they understand that if he runs third party, it will create a wild card, and that even with election fraud, he's going to be there for another 6 months after these primaries and all this is over, in the middle of the campaign, covering real issues and in national debates. They won't be able to shut him out. They are horrified of that. And you can kind of lock him up like Uncle Fester, like they've done Joe Biden, if they didn't make him a VP. But my gut says it's the Romney and big Republican machine, which they admit has tried to co-opt Rand and others and failed, in their trying to co-opt Ron Paul. And I'm guarantee you they've been told, sell out on some issues, we'll make you VP. And I'll guarantee you Ron Paul said no. I don't even need to ask him. I'll ask him when we get him back on air. I'm just chomping at the bit to do it. I'm not that chomping. I haven't called anybody yet. I've just sent an email every other day. But like, I'm going to make some phone calls today because I want to get a response on all this. My gosh, I got Rand Paul's home number, Ron Paul's home number. I never even call these. I've got most of his family's phone numbers. I've got the congressional his congressional head's phone number, who I know sends me emails and listens to the show. So I just got to call Jeff up. That's the answer. No rest for those seeking liberty and freedom, I tell you. It just gives me a headache. And again, I'm not even enamored with the whole presidential system. I'm one of those people that's had success, gained some notoriety, met a lot of Hollywood people, and I've learned it's just, I was a little starstruck a decade ago when I was first put in a few movies and stuff. People approached me and put me in some films, Rick Linklater and others. You know, being in a film, you know, shooting scenes with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and Woody Harrelson, you know. But, I mean, knowing Charlie Sheen, knowing people even bigger than Charlie Sheen. But, I mean, now it's just, all I want is freedom. I just want to be able to fly and not have somebody grab my genitals. I mean, really, for all of you that have Madison Avenue controlling you and thinking, oh, you never reached success because you don't know anybody famous, or people even get invited to low-level dinners with Congress people that are traitors, but they're so starstruck they'll sell out just to be at an event with what's powerful. What's powerful is having healthy, happy children. What's powerful is loving God. Quite frankly, if I never meet another Hollywood person, if I never meet another famous person, quite frankly, if I never talk to another congressman again, I could care less. I would love to just live on a ranch and oil paint all day and raise crops and cattle and have a couple donkeys and horses. And, you know, quite frankly, drive down the road and shoot road signs with shotguns. Just joking. Not really, but, well, I mean, that I can see how a lot of folks in his campaign, because I'm putting myself in their mindset, I can see how a lot of them, it's just the idea of, we'll join the power and we'll change things from within. And Ron Paul, come on, you can do it. You can do what's needed. I mean, that's the debates that are happening, because they haven't gotten real power yet. They haven't experienced it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.